You are listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Dearing. And that sound? That's an instrument called the cuatro. It's the national instrument of Puerto Rico, and you can find one of the instrument's best-known masters right here in Boston. Actually, right here in Studio 2, right now. Fabiola Mendez is the first student ever to specialize in the cuatro at the Berklee College of Music and has taken the instrument far beyond its traditional roots to give people everywhere a taste of Puerto Rican culture. Fabiola, welcome.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. It's great to have you. So you have the instrument here, strum. Just play us, 20 seconds of something for just a moment. So somebody once referred to it as if a mandolin and a guitar had a baby.
That's correct.
What makes this instrument, this cuatro, so special to you?
This instrument, I think it's like the sound of Puerto Rico. It's the sound of my heritage. It's the sound of my grandparents, of my family's history. And playing such a special instrument is definitely an honor. I feel like I'm bringing a little piece of Puerto Rico everywhere I go.
So we're taking a little video here. We'll post some on social media later. I'll put some on my Instagram account. But for listeners, describe this beautiful wood. It's wood, right?
Yes.
Describe this beautiful wooden instrument. How many strings do we? Am I looking at 10 strings?
Yes, that's correct. So the cuatro used to have 4 strings when it was first developed in Puerto Rico. That's why it's called cuatro. And as the instrument evolved, the shape of it evolved, but also the amount of strings. So now the modern cuatro looks sort of like a cello or a smaller cello. Think of the size of a guitar, but the shape of the cello, and 5 double strings or 10. So it looks a little bit like a mandolin, the string combinations. And then I play it with a pick. So it has this, again, it's like a guitar and a mandolin, but then also the European influence, the sounds, the rhythms, the grooves from Africa. So it's this beautiful blend of everything that is Puerto Rico.
Can I hear all 10 strings? And that's pairs.
That's pairs of 5.
And why pairs? What does pairs allow you to do?
Well, I think it's more of a sound quality. But especially what's interesting about this instrument is that the bottom 2 strings have octaves apart, which means that one string is thicker than the other, so it creates a different sound. And if I were to play them together, and then same thing with the 4th string.
And are you just making that up?
Yeah.
All right. So now in the open, you were actually playing our producer Kyrie Thompson's late grandfather's cuatro, which he had given to Kyrie before he passed. And he told us the man who made his grandfather's cuatro was the same person who taught you how to play.
Yes.
You've been playing since you were 6.
I've been playing since I was 6. That was a beautiful coincidence that Hector Rivera is a luthier and also a cuatro teacher. He was my first teacher. So I am 27 years old now, and I've been playing cuatro for all my life. I always say that I don't have a memory where I don't play cuatro. It's almost like part of my body at this point.
So how does a 6-year-old girl grow up into a young woman with the temerity to walk into one of the greatest music institutions in the world, Berklee College of Music, and demand to study an instrument that no one has studied there before?
I think Berklee has always been so open to what music is. So not only with the traditional music instruments, but as long as you're a musician, you're making art, they're very welcoming. And I had the amazing opportunity of receiving a scholarship. But before that, just having the support of my family from when I was very little. And at the moment, I think it was in middle school when I said, I want to be a musician. I want to play cuatro for the rest of my life in stages and share a little bit of our culture and our history. And having the support from my family is definitely that first step to becoming an artist. It's not everyone that has that opportunity of having the support, especially because people think that music is something that you do as a hobby or, on your free time. But the fact that I want to dedicate my life to this and to have the support to do that I think is what made this dream to come to Boston to study at Berklee and now to be a graduate from Berklee and still be playing the cuatro and sharing my culture everywhere. It made it possible because of their support.
So I want listeners to understand this, though. This is not as if you said to your family when you were in seventh grade, I want to shred on the electric guitar and play metal music. It would be more like, what is the instrument that they play in old polka music, right? With the accordion. This is like saying, I want to play the old school accordion and revive polka, right? Like, kids made fun of you for wanting to play this instrument.
Yes.
And you brought it forward into, I mean, you played at the Latinx Heritage Month, basically on the main stage in Boston last week. You have changed how people see your culture and your culture's instrument.
And, you know, I never thought of it like that. I always felt like this is something that I'm very connected to. This is something that is the sound of where I come from. I grew up in the countryside of Puerto Rico, so I had a lot of musicians. Of course, all of them were older, that were playing cuatro, that were doing música jíbara or jíbaro music, the folk music of Puerto Rico. So I think it was just kind of like, this is what I love, and I'm just going to do it, and let's see what happens. And life and God has blessed me in many different ways to as you're saying, like now I'm living as a musician full-time with an instrument that's not recognized, as not well known, but people are so excited to hear it, to learn about stuff that's new to them, to embrace all the differences and the diversity that we bring, you know, to the city of Boston. So I'm blessed and I'm grateful and I'm excited to keep going, to continue bringing this music everywhere I go.
So we're here in Studio 2 with Cuatrista.
That's right.
Fabiola Mendez, who is a graduate of the Berklee College of Music, a musician here in Boston. And the very fact that you don't know what the word cuatrista means and that I am saying it is because Fabiola has brought the cuatro to mainstream music and to Boston and bringing Puerto Rican culture forward in Boston with this music. So I want to have a little fun now. So the first thing I'm going to do is ask you to play something that would be a traditional classic piece that one you might have played or learned, like, you know, when kids in the pick up their first instrument in elementary school, they learn hot cross buns, right? So something you would have learned as a little kid, and play us 30 or 40 seconds of some old classic you would play on the cuatro.
So this is Aguinaldo Jíbaro. It's one of the oldest traditional melodies from Puerto Rico, and definitely one of the first melodies I learned.
Most six-year-olds didn't play it like that, though.
Probably not.
You put
not.
A little flair in there, didn't you?
Yeah. I definitely wasn't able to do that when I was six.
And is there a story behind that song? Is it a folk song, or is it just a traditional melody? Tell me a little more.
Yes, so it's a traditional melody, and it dates back to the 1500s, to the Spanish folías, which were these melodies that were played in church. And, of course, during the colonization period, a lot of these melodies were brought over to the Americas, to Puerto Rico. And the jíbaros, which are the farmers of the land and the people that we believe are the makers of this music, were hearing a lot of these melodies around, but especially around, you know, religious services. So they started to adopt some of these melodies. And that folía originally sounds something like this. So that's kind of like the classical melody that came first, and then that evolved into the.
I wish everyone could see you while you're playing. It's so much fun. All right, so now I want to fast forward, because when I was listening to a bunch of your music yesterday, and, you know, sort of in full disclosure, I have one of my kids is studying jazz at the Berklee College of Music now.
That's awesome.
And so I'm learning about forms and improvisation, right? And I could hear the jazz influences in your music now, and you studied some jazz and brought some of that in. So maybe play something from one of your albums now that brings forward how Boston, then, in your studying here, influenced your music
Yes.
and brought it forward.
So I will do an original song of mine entitled Dedicatoria, and I'll be singing it as well. So it has some jazz harmony and some fun chords.
Lovely. And let's do about a minute of it, and then we'll fade it down.
Awesome. A mi abuela, la fundadora de la ternura. A mi madre, fuente de vida inagotable. A Silvia y a Julia, por la canción interminable. A Lolita Lebrón, por la fiereza. Hecho de mí como animal terrícola, hembra americana, antillana, boricua, para siempre.
So tell me now, tell me a little bit about what's in that song. And again, Fabiola Mendez, the name of the song is?
Dedicatoria.
And off the album?
Afro-riqueña.
And tell us a little more about the song.
So the song is a tribute to the female figures in my life who have been inspirational. It's based on the poem Dedicatoria by Ángela María Dávila. And some of the words that you probably heard in Spanish and recognize, abuela, grandmother, madre, mother. And then I'm mentioning a couple different writers and singer-songwriters from Puerto Rico, Silvia, Julia, and Lolita Lebrón, who was a fighter for freedom. So it's a tribute to all these figures that have been inspirational, not only for me, but I think in the history of Puerto Rico in general.
So Fabiola, several months ago now, I had a conversation with a woman grew up here, a rapper named Umpa. And one of the things that we talked with Umpa about was her choice to stay in Boston and make music her career here versus go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. How is it as a Puerto Rican artist who is pioneering here to stay here in Boston and make it here?
I love Boston because I feel like it's this place where there's so many people that are coming and going constantly. And for what is my artistic cloud or my artistic cotton, I'm constantly just absorbing so much of what's around me. And I think the fact that we have, again, people from so many different cultures, especially a lot of students that will come and go their way, but still leave some of their culture or some of who they are here. And for me to be able to experience and to witness that is beautiful. It's also not as chaotic as other bigger cities in the United States. So it does have that balance. I'm still a country person. I still love my nature, my mountains, my oceans. So being close to nature and not necessarily in like a lot of cement and a lot of buildings is good for my soul. So it's that nice balance. And it's also close to so many other cities. You know, New England is just so accessible to move around. So I love Boston. I don't like the cold too much, but I'm going to be here for a while.
Do other students study the Cuatro at Berkeley now or at other institutions?
Yes. So after I had the opportunity of studying, I think other Cuatro players saw that they could also do that for themselves. So currently, I believe there are around 4 or 5 Cuatro players at Berkeley that came from Puerto Rico and are, you know, doing their own thing, not only with jazz, but also with classical music, with composition, using pedals with the cuatro, playing other genres of Latin American music. So I think it's beautiful to see this community of players that are not only celebrating our culture, our folk traditions, but also exploring how the instrument can be part of any genre, any culture, and just bring joy to everybody.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to say goodbye to you now because then you're going to play us out with the song called Hacerte la Paz.
That's correct.
All right, and cuatrista Fabiola Mendez, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we're going to enjoy a good chunk of this song now.
Beautiful. I'll be playing live on October 29th. Somerville, Massachusetts, Center for the Arts at the Armory, If you want to join us, feel free to look on my website, FabiolaMendezMusic.com.
Mañana despiertas y vas directo a la ventana. Sientes que cada pisada encima de las casas en el suelo te van desapareciendo. Pero miras los cristales, ves en el reflejo y estás sonriendo. Sonriendo. Las matas que con tanto cuidado intentas mantener para acercar tu pasado al presente se dibujan en la escena. Tus miedos permanecen como una especie de rocío.